the meeting of the Department of Clubs and Organizations to order on Tuesday, May 1st, 2018 at 7:38 p.m. in the Joe Crowley Student Union, room 323 on the third floor. Moving to agenda item 2, roll call.
Director Pitar.
Present.
Commissioner Adams.
Present.
Commissioner Gomez.
Present.
Commissioner Hickman.
Present.
Commissioner McNeil.
Present.
Commissioner Raquel.
Present.
Commissioner Fulmer.
Present.
Quorum is met.
Moving to agenda item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, we will move into agenda item 5, projects and department initiatives. Moving to agenda item 2, short-term projects. Anyone have any updates on their short-term projects? Commissioner Adams.
Through email.
Same one. Funding manager at ASUNWNRW. Does anyone have any updates, wrap-ups? No. Okay. Moving to item 3, year-long projects. No. Commissioner Adams.
I didn't lose email, but that was about it.
Okay, up on which one?
On all my projects, short and long.
Oh, awesome. Fantastic. Thank you. Commissioner Gomez.
With the internship program, we're wrapping that up tomorrow. And so it'll be in the Joe 317 at 5 p.m. Hope to see all the interns there for our very last meeting of the year.
On that, I encourage all of you to please either wrap up your projects prior to the year ending, or if you want the projects to continue next year, please leave some sort of legacy binder or document that informs next year on what they need to do. Perfect. Okay. We'll move into agenda item 6, report of the director. Yeah, I guess what I just said. Please finish up your projects this year. And then the last meeting we'll have will be May 8th, so I'll be posting that agenda tomorrow. It looks like it's going to be a relatively short meeting. We just have a few operations apps. And then I will be holding a training for the new commission soon. So if any of you guys would, I'll have that date probably, you know, by next week. So if any of you guys would like to come, please let me know. I'm more than happy to have you guys come and work with the new commission. And that's the end of my report. Moving to agenda item 8, report of the commissioners. Commissioner Raquel.
Thank you guys, whoever helped out with the club barbecue today.
Can you give a small update on that?
Yeah, sure. Okay. So it was really, the turnout was pretty good. There was a lot of people there. I obviously undershot how many people were coming. So by the end of it, we ran out of most of materials. That included plates and burgers and buns. People were willing to take napkins and like veggie burgers. Ketchup, but that was $500, so I screwed up.
Ketchup. Just up in your mouth.
It was like a little like a pouch. I don't know what
to do. Anyways, keep the conversation going.
Definitely, the bounce houses were not popular, so if we were to do this event again next year, at the end of the year, I think that those ones could be used for more.
Just do more food?
Yeah, which I obviously.
Commissioner Adams.
So I think that it was a really successful event. I would really like to see it become a cultural tradition. I think that if when Block had gotten us those cultures a little bit sooner, that would be nice, but such is life.
That's yes.
I totally forgot. And there are also no club sports there, so that's probably also not gonna happen.
No club sports what?
There.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even though I had like 3 confirmations and like 5 raised hands at sports concerts, it's fine.
Okay, Commissioner Gomez.
I think just clarifying, when you sent out the message for that it's for all clubs. What is it? A lot of clubs are like, oh, can we table there? But then you just said sports and rec. So just clarifying that for next time would be good too. All right.
Any more, Commissioner Raquel?
The bulletin board is that. Sorry, I should have talked about. Which award is finally done, and club survey response should be by next week.
We'll move into Commissioner Hickman.
Only one thing, I started working with Inkblot for Fall Club Fair to get things up and going in time, and I'll be working on getting tables and stuff reserved for that. End of report.
I'll move to Commissioner Fulmer.
So
So I have a design for the shirts for Ivy. However, it's on a white shirt, so I asked him to put it on a blue shirt because it's kind of plain. So I asked him to put it on a blue shirt. As soon as I get that back, I'll be sending it to the Wolf Shop. That's what I'm looking for, to get a quote on that. And then hopefully we can get the ball rolling on t-shirts. But that's where the leads, or I leads at right now. There's a lot of leads going on.
Any more? Move to Commissioner Gomez.
Okay. Just wrapping up internship program and then leaving a legacy letter soon.
Awesome.
And a report.
Commissioner McNeil.
I'm going to be making like a little legacy document for my project with like nonprofits and all of that. And then I just have like a general question.
Sure.
I had a club reach out to me and they're wanting to start like a Facebook group. And they were wondering if they needed approval for it to be like university affiliated. And I basically told them like, no, but like, it won't be necessarily university affiliated.
Coordinator D'Amato.
I've never had that before, so.
Like a Facebook page?
It's like an anxiety support group.
Wait, so I'm not Facebook savvy. Is there a difference between a group and like a
Yeah, it's like a private group. So like you have to ask to get like accepted into the group.
I don't think it.
Commissioner Raquel?
Normal clubs to have groups,
but it's not a club.
Oh,
so like she was wondering if she would need to establish herself as a club before doing that, or if she could just do that. I basically said you could just do it. Like I'm not gonna
coordinate
a
D'Amato.
Roll it back a bit. So it is not a club that's doing it.
Or it's an individual.
It's just a person who wants to do like University of Nevada this group.
Correct.
Yeah, I don't think that matters.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was just weird because I never.
No, that's a new one for sure, but
okay.
I mean, I would push her to start a club.
But she doesn't want to have any in-person meetings. She wants it all to be on Facebook.
Wait, anonymous or just?
She didn't say anything.
No,
about
it's Facebook.
That.
That's not.
No, she wanted it to be like you like enter the group and then you could find like class buddies that would like save you a seat before class.
They just wouldn't have access. They're not an ASUN club.
They just don't have
access to ASUN resources,
right.
Period.
But
you can't stop an individual from creating a
Facebook.
Exactly.
And that's what I was trying to tell her, but she kept asking like, well, do you approve? Do you approve it? I'm like, I don't know. Like, do I? So. Okay, I will be going back.
Cool. Anything else?
Nope, that's it.
Commissioner Adams.
I sent you my document thingy. That wraps up my short film project. Other than that, that's about it.
Alright. We'll move into agenda item 9, approval of minutes. Did you guys all read the minutes?
They're really boring. I did
that. Can you remind me what dates?
So the dates are March 13th, February 25th, and April 10th.
Commissioner Hickman?
I move to approve the minutes from February 25th, March 13th, and April 10th.
Is there any dissent to the motion?
No.
Or dissent?
I can't vote.
That's okay.
On February 25th.
Okay. Commissioner Adams.
Wait.
Do it separate. I said it. Commissioner Fomo dissents.
No, but you were at the meeting, the policy meeting.
The 25th?
It was a Sunday.
He was an intern.
He wasn't.
Yeah, I wasn't in the minutes as a commissioner.
I feel like he was, though, actually.
No, he was an intern.
Yeah.
The policy, I thought, like, it was okay for him to talk about it, even though
Commissioner Hickman.
He was nominated, but I don't think he had had his like Senate approval yet. So,
just to
like a weird little.
I got approved by Senate the next day.
So I'll go through and I'll just change commissioner to
intern.
Can we approve the minutes still, or do we?
You can approve it. It's just a clerical change.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, Commissioner Adams.
I move to approve the February 27 minutes.
First
20 minutes.
Okay. Seconded by Commissioner Raquel. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, move to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
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 It's a roll call vote.
Yeah,
that's
what
I was
thinking.
So, now we'll
what do I do? It's my first day on the job.
There's a motion, and then there's a second, and then you proceed with roll call vote. And then I do the roll call vote.
The previous was unanimous consent, and then he dissented.
Right.
So what do we do from there?
No, Commissioner Adams made a motion to approve the minutes from February 25th.
Oh, okay.
There was a second by Commissioner Raquel.
Okay.
Now we move
and
to a roll call vote.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Commissioner Adams.
Aye.
Commissioner Gomez.
Aye.
Commissioner Hickman.
Aye.
Commissioner McNeil.
Aye.
Commissioner Raquel.
Aye.
Commissioner Fulmer.
Wait.
motion passed.
Okay.
Minutes are approved.
Great. Commissioner Hickman.
Now I move to approve the minutes for March 15th and April 10th for the unanimous consent.
Now it's a separate motion.
So he dissented, so do we have to do a roll?
For that specific motion, when you try to approve all three, if you tried to approve all three again, then you would have to do that. But
okay.
Since you separated it now, it's technically considered a separate motion.
Gotcha. Okay.
Cool. So you can do unanimous consent.
Commissioner.
I move to approve the minutes of March 13th and April 10th by unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. Do you guys have your second?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, is she coming?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Take your time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just a heads up, you're the director of legislative affairs, aren't you?
Almost.
Okay.
Oh, but not currently?
But she is,
well,
she is
no.
An ASU.
Yeah.
Are you still
there's
a policy
someone else. Yeah, I'm just here to help.
Yeah, I was just going to remind you that you can't.
Oh, yeah, we have someone else
coming.
Perfect.
We'll move into agenda item 10. Any remarks for me?
Congrats.
Thank you, guys. Move into agenda item 11, staff reports.
I got a new legal pad with nothing on it, so no rules. I really got nothing, you guys. I'm sorry. It's just trying to fill air. It's a tough crowd.
Okay. Commissioner Gomez.
I move to recess until further business can be conducted.
Second
by unanimous consent.
Oh. Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
I adjourn until further
recess.
I recess until further business.
I call the meeting of the Department of Clubs and Organizations back to order on Tuesday, May 1st, 2018 at 7:54 p.m. in the Joe Crowley Student Union, room 324 on the third floor. We'll move into agenda item 2, roll call.
Director Pitar?
Present.
Commissioner Adams?
Present.
Commissioner Gomez?
Present.
Commissioner Hickman?
Present.
Commissioner McNeil?
Present.
Commissioner Raquel?
Present.
Commissioner Fulmer?
Present.
Quorum is met.
Move into agenda item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item 4, policies, procedures, and administrative actions, and we'll move into funding block A, and here's Sigma Alpha E, that is Operations Funding A. How you guys doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. Can we get your names and positions in the organization?
Deanna Walsh, President. Shauna Bacon, Social
Trends. Did we get a copy email?
Yes.
From?
Jennifer Harris.
Who did you send it to?
She sent it to, I have it right here. Who did you send it to?
Okay, I'll send it. You said Jennifer Harris?
Yeah. Yesterday at
12:34 p.m. Yeah, I got it. Thank you. Are either of you guys ASU and elected or appointed officials?
No.
And did you guys sign the public attendance sheet?
Not yet.
We can have you guys sign that.
Thank you.
And while you guys sign that, can you tell us about your application?
Okay, so we filled out an application under operations team for food to cover our annual like sisterhood retreat that will be happening this weekend.
Great. Who reviewed this? Commissioner Raquel.
I reviewed it. One thing we do need to change is for like the ground beef, because I believe you guys did it by pound, but I'm just going to go off of just like the unit price as a whole. Does that make sense?
Okay.
So I move.
Commissioner Raquel.
I move to change between item like 5 to quantity of 1 at a unit price of $12.13 by unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Saying none, motion carries. Anything else? Commissioner.
And then did that supporting document example help you guys?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I signed it back.
So just next time, because one supporting document usually has all the items on it. That's why we only have 3 spaces. But.
Commissioner. Go.
I move to approve Sigma Alpha IO for the operations app at the amount of $256.28.
We have a different.
Do you guys have it? Do you have that?
I have 207.76.
I retract my motion.
Commissioner Raquel.
I move to approve Sigma Alpha IO for their operations app at the amount of $207.76.
Seconded by Commissioner Gomez. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against? Abstentions, motion carries. Congratulations, guys. Please see Jared before you head out.
Thank you.
Congratulations. All right. We'll hear UNR Model UN. If you guys could come up to these two chairs.
Oh, wow. That's not a letter.
Can we get your names and positions in the organization?
Yes.
And did we get your proxy email?
Yes.
Okay. You said Kelly?
Kelly.
Okay, cool. Are either of you guys ASU unelected or appointed officials? And did you guys sign the public attendance sheet?
Yes.
Thank you. Can you guys tell us about your application? You guys didn't submit an updated spreadsheet, did you?
We have to?
No. I was just wondering if you guys added anything else. Who reviewed this? Commissioner?
I think the issue with this was that she was graduating.
Right. Coordinator DeMato?
Sorry. Yeah, oh, right. We did figure out. Sorry, I was in 7 different spots. Since you're graduating, you wouldn't be an undergraduate student anymore, and we wouldn't be able to fund for you. But did you say that there were other students that were going to go that were undergrads?
Ellie, so I need 2 other registrations.
So you guys currently have 4 plane tickets on there. Mm-hmm. How many students will be going?
4.
4?
Yeah.
Okay.
That'll, 4 including you or excluding?
So this isn't finalized yet, but when this might be, will be you guys.
Okay. So, well, you guys would just have to prove, or they would have to prove. Sorry, does that kind of make sense? I don't know if that, like, it makes sense in my head. I don't know if it translated very well. It's been a long day.
Can you repeat it?
Absolutely. Basically, you guys would just have to prove that everybody you're buying plane tickets for are going to be undergrads, only because this case is so kind of, like, odd, unique. Does that make sense? Okay. I'm sorry.
Cool.
Commissioner Gomez.
So then, with that in mind, we'll just add a stipulation that they like provide that evidence when requesting a P card. So I move to add a stipulation that Model UN provides roster of all people going on the trip to verify that they're all undergraduate students by unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. Commissioner Gomez.
So I move to relegate Model UN's funding application to the operations tier by unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. Commissioner Hickman.
Do you guys have supporting documents for transportation? Okay.
Commissioner Hickman.
I move to strike non-food item line 3 by unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. Commissioner Gomez,
I move to approve UNR Model UN's operations funding application in the amount of $1,000.
Seconded by Commissioner McNeil. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against? Abstentions? Motion carried. Congratulations, guys. Please see Jarrett before you leave.
Thank you.
Okay. Is Kappa Kappa Psi here for this?
First thing,
can have you guys come up with something? Just sign the public concern sheet?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Are either of you ASUN elected or appointed officials?
No.
Awesome. Can you tell us about your first application, which is the one in the amount of $129.44?
I believe that's our reception that we're having this Friday. The Nevada Wind Ensemble, we are an organization that serves our university bands, and we're trying to reach out to the concert bands more, and so we want to just hold a little reception for them that will have sandwiches and drinks.
Who reviewed this? Commissioner Fulmer?
I reviewed the application and everything looks great on this one. So I move to approve Kappa Kappa Psi's operations application in the amount of $129.44.
Seconded by Commissioner Adams. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against? Abstentions? Motion carries. Now we'll move into your next application, which is in the amount of $266.04.
So that one's our dunk tank. We did it last year, and it went really well. It set us up really nicely for funding and helping our band when we came to band camp. We always provide snacks, like at games, because we don't really get food or opportunities to eat food. And so we just wanted to continue like and create a tradition for that, but we were just a little short of funding ourselves personally. And so the dunk tank itself is $200, and the remainder would be used for food.
Commissioner Gomez.
So I was in contact with you guys. I know you guys still want the water bottles. And I got your document for the dunk tank. So I'm just going to add all the water bottles right now. So I move to add food item line 8, item name water bottles, quantity 1, unit price $3.98 by unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. Commissioner Gomez.
So I move to approve Kappa Kappa Psi's operations funding application at the amount of $270.02.
Seconded by Commissioner Adams. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against? Abstentions? Motion carries. Congratulations, guys. Please see Jarrett before you head out. We'll move Nevada Advertising. Guys, come up. Can we get your names and positions in the organization?
Alyssa Bremner, proxy for treasurer.
And Sam Ravesh, proxy for president.
Great, I got both the proxies. Are either of you guys ASUN elected or appointed officials? Can you tell us about your first application, which is for the banner?
So that was to be held for club fair events, for recruitment, and for table.
Okay. Who reviewed this? Commissioner Hickman.
I reviewed it. I can't remember what I wrote in the notes. So.
Commissioner Fulmer.
So I also reviewed this application. So because you guys were on a couple different agendas, so we double reviewed. But the only thing I noted was that they needed a copy of the design, which we got, which is just for a door banner. It's under the cap for banners, so everything else looked good. Let me just pull up the spreadsheet. So I move to approve Nevada Advertising Club's operations application in the amount of $133.30.
Seconded by Commissioner McNeil. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against? Abstentions? Motion carries. We'll move into your next application in the amount of $339.25.
That's for hats and stickers. We got hats previously this semester, and we need more for next semester for the new members' recruitment, and then the stickers are also for recruitment for passing out a club fair and things like that.
Who reviewed this? Commissioner Fulmer.
So Katie reviewed this application, and so she noted under here that hats fall under apparel, as we set in precedence before, but she wasn't sure what the funding cap was on that.
Sure. Commissioner McNeil.
I thought we had capped them before under something. I might be wrong, but I feel like we have.
How about someone? Commissioner.
I move to move food items 1 and 2 to non-food items 1 and 2, 3 nanos.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
So, where are you guys getting the hats from?
The wool shop.
From the wool shop, okay. Does that say that on the...
I attached a picture with the invoice from the wool shop for...
Okay, cool.
This, like,
and it does have the ASUN logo even there. Awesome. So...
Is the
platform? Yeah, it was on the invoice. So, I move to approve Advertising Club's operations application in the amount of $339.25.
Seconded by Commissioner Adams. Is there any discussion on the motion? Commissioner Rechtel.
Would we need to change the sticker quantity and unit price? Because it doesn't have the 42 cents that's still at the supporting dock.
The supporting dock shows a different amount.
Yeah, it shows the quantity 200, but the total is 84. So would it be quantity 1?
Yeah. 84. And then in parentheses, on the item name, but not. Commissioner Rickel.
Oh, but we're in the motion.
Oh, that's right.
So we have to vote.
Is there any more discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor say aye. Against?
Nay.
Abstentions? Motion fails. Commissioner Rickel.
I move to change non-food item line 2 to the item name stickers, parentheses 200. Quantity 1 at a unit price of $84 by the end of the set.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. Commissioner Rickel.
I move to approve Nevada Advertising Club for the operations app at the amount of $339.25.
Seconded by Commissioner Gomez. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against? Abstentions? Motion carries. Congratulations, guys. Please see Jarrett before you head out.
Thank you.
Nevada Club Golf. How you guys doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Doing well. Can we get your names and positions in the organization?
My name is Taylor Riley. I'm the president.
Just what you expected.
And who received that proxy email? Commissioner Rockwell. Are either of you ASUN elected or appointed officials?
No.
Awesome. Before we start with your application, I just want to make sure that you guys know you guys are on hold with Central Station.
Yes, I've spoken with them, and we have a fundraiser scheduled actually for Tuesdays 13th, 15th, whatever that day is. So I've talked to them.
Okay.
I believe They sent me an email today as well that we have a missing travel claim, but I submitted the travel claim, so I think that's an error, and I'll talk to them about that tomorrow.
Awesome. Just for your knowledge, so whether or not you receive funding tonight, if you do receive funding, you will not be able to access it until you close Upfold.
That's totally perfect.
Awesome. Can you tell us about your application?
So we're submitting an operations application for shirts and hats for members competing in tournaments. And so we wanted to get shirts from the Wolf Shop and hats from the Wolf Shop. I believe there's an error on the application that Commissioner Gomez talked about with the amount for polos. I put them as screen-printed jerseys instead of polos, so that should be changed. We're getting just polos from the Wolf Shop. We're not actually embroidering them or anything, just purchasing them off the rack. Same thing with the hats out of stock.
Commissioner Gomez.
So I'm the one who reviewed the application. You have the email with you, correct?
Yes.
Would you mind pulling that up?
I can. I have email and the design of the shirt.
Yeah.
The
jersey from Sierra.
Yeah.
So thank you. What is it? The document that they sent was editable, and they sent a screenshot of the email, but it's kind of hard to prove like the Word document came from the email. Polos, awesome. And then, where is the proof of or the design?
There it is. I sent a picture to Commissioner Raquel as well.
Okay, so I move to change non-food items lines 1 and 2 to a unit price of $10 by unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
Okay, and then this is something I needed to discuss with the commission was that they are buying the hats and the shirts from the stock from the Wolf Shop, but are we going to need the ASUN logo on it?
Commissioner McNeil.
It's only on screen printed or things that are being made. So if they're just buying it, it's just them buying anything else off the like a bag of chips.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good. Just want to double check on that. Other than that, solid. So I have 540. Is that what everyone else has? Awesome. So I move to approve Nevada Club Golf's operations funding application in the amount of $540.
Seconded by Commissioner Fulmer. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against, abstentions. Motion carries. Congratulations, guys. Please see Jared before us. We will move into Undergraduate Behavior Analysis Club. You have you guys come over to this spot. How you guys doing?
Good, how are you?
Doing well. Can we get your names and positions in the organization?
I'm the West President.
Samantha,
I'm the proxy
for the country. I am the proxy. Okay, great. Are either of you ASUN elected or appointed officials?
No.
Can you tell us about your application?
So this is an application for funding, including food and notepads and stuff for students to attend a career fair for behavior analysis. So food for the event, and then also printing for flyers for the event, pens to take notes, paper to take the notes off.
Who reviewed this? Commissioner Renfro.
It looked good, but I did notice that you guys put a screenshot of printing prices, but it wasn't on the funding spreadsheet.
Yeah, unfortunately, the original spreadsheet I put didn't have the updated piece with printing on it. I sent an updated one this morning.
Yeah, so if you guys can go onto Caspio and look at their latest, search any, and it's their latest application.
Gotcha.
It's in the amount of $221.40. Take a minute, review that real quick. Commissioner Fulmer. Is your printing being done in black and white or color?
Color.
Color. Okay.
And that's the only thing you guys added, right?
Yep.
Okay. Other than that, it looks good.
Okay. Commissioner Rick? Yeah.
I move to approve undergraduate behavior analysis club for the operations app at the amount of $216. Oh wait, $221.48.
Seconded by Commissioner Adams. Is there any discussion on the motion?
So, item one on non-food items, the legal pads are only available for delivery. They aren't available in the store. It is free pickup in the store, so you can deliver to Walmart, but it costs like $1.40 to have it delivered to school. And are we able to use school funding to have it delivered to Walmart, or do we have to have it delivered to school?
Mr. Fulmer?
Do you have supporting documents that say how much it costs?
No.
Okay, so then all we're able to do is find out what you provided with us.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Commissioner Adams.
But I think isn't there a policy that when a club buys something that's like going to be delivered, it doesn't have to be delivered to the university, it can't be delivered to like a private residence. And so I would assume that it can't be delivered to a private business as well.
Commissioner Gomez.
I think because it changes the price, it's like a different issue, but I do know what you're talking about where like it has to be like delivered here, but I think because they're still buying it at the store, I think that, and versus like buying it online and having it shipped here, I think that's a big difference.
Any more discussion? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against, abstentions, motion carries. Congrats guys. You see Jared before you head out. What club are you with?
I was observing that.
Oh, okay, awesome. Did you sign any public? Thank you.
It was 221.48.
48, cool. Commissioner Gomez.
I move to recess until further business can be conducted.
First name, last name.
By unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, we'll recess until further business arrives. I call the meeting of the Department of Clubs and Organizations back to order on Tuesday, May 1st, 2018 at 8:22 p.m. in the Joe Crowley Student Union, room 323 on the third floor. We'll move into agenda item 2, roll call.
Director Bitar.
Present.
Commissioner Gomez.
Present.
Commissioner Adams.
Present.
Commissioner Hickman.
Present.
Commissioner McNeil.
Present.
Commissioner Raquel.
Present.
Commissioner Fulmer.
Present.
The quorum is met.
Move into agenda item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item 4. We'll move into funding block B and hear international clubs operations requests. How you guys doing?
How bad are you?
I'm doing well. Can we get your names and positions in the organization?
I'm Sky Principal, the president. I'm Lindsay Beltran, the historian.
And who did you send your props email to?
Luke.
That's me.
Lucas.
Let me just double check.
I sent it to you like yesterday or maybe.
Whose email would it have come from?
SBAKUL.
Perfect. Did I ask if either of you are ASUN elected or appointed officials?
No.
Are either of you ASUN elected?
No.
Awesome. Can you tell us about your funding application?
So we're having a potluck this Saturday. We're hoping to invite like people from OISS as well as people from IELC. Plus other like multicultural clubs, so on and so forth. And we're just having a potluck at San Rafael. We're encouraging people to bring like ethnic foods. And I'm gonna be like there also inviting barbecue. I'll make some whatever's on there. Anyway, like, burgers, burgers, ribs, some chicken. We were just hosting that so people can bring people over and have lunch.
Awesome. Who reviewed this?
Me.
Commissioner McNeil.
I think that we might need to change the way that chicken drumsticks are listed.
Yeah.
I'm pulling it up right now because you guys did it per pound,
yeah.
And I think that it didn't match like exactly. And so we'll just need to change that to the price that's on, like the total price of that package of chicken, if that makes sense. So
okay.
I'm pulling it up right now.
Just do quantity one?
And yes. Yes, I'm just pulling.
Awesome. Do you want me to do it?
Yes.
Commissioner
please,
Gomez.
Thank you.
I move to change food item line 3 to a quantity of 1 and a unit price of 669 by unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. Commissioner Gomez.
I move to approve International Club's operations funding application in the amount of $124.42.
Seconded by Commissioner Adams. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against, abstentions, motion carries. Congrats, guys. Please see Jarrett before you head out.
Jarrett. You should think
like two arrows. I'm my own person.
So it takes 24 hours to process.
Alright, thank you.
There's people out there. I'll go get them.
Yeah, what's up, Eli?
Okay, great. Is Nevada Glee Club here?
Oh, yeah.
Great. Can we have you guys come up?
Thank you.
Two chairs. If you guys could sign, all of you guys sign the public attendance sheet.
Sometimes it's a lot harder.
About your operations application?
So we are the Plastic 2. It's to hold all of our stuff that we've gotten over this past year for funding. It's just we have a common place to hold it. The paper bags is for a activity that we do where we have all the bags out and then for individuals to like write nice notes to all club members. And then the pizza is for just our last meeting.
Commissioner Adams.
I reviewed this application. Everything looked really good. I mean, who would be moved to that plus operation application amount of $25.90.
Seconded by Commissioner Raquel. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against, abstentions, motion carries. Congrats, guys. Please see Jared before you head out. We'll move into American Nuclear Society. I totally skipped over you guys, I'm sorry.
Nice.
Can we get names and positions?
Yeah. Paul Morty, Treasurer.
Eli Trimble, President.
Awesome. Are either of you ASU and elected or appointed officials?
No.
Great. Can you guys tell us about your operation?
Yeah, so for our recruitment and election meeting a week from today, we're asking $69 for pizza and drinks for about 25 students.
Awesome. Who reviewed this? Commissioner Adams.
I did everything look good. I don't know what their cap is.
Yes.
Yeah. But we can talk about that in discussion. I approved American Nuclear Society's operations application amount of $69.
Seconded by Commissioner Raquel. Is there any discussion on the motion? Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah. Well, I think we capped that food for meetings. Did you say this recruitment event?
Recruitment.
Oh, okay. Well, then we don't have that. So,
are you guys recruiting for next year?
Yeah.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Is there any further discussion? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against, abstentions, motion carries. Congrats, guys. Please see Jarrett before you head out.
Jarrett's right.
$69. That's enough.
Yeah, thanks for being awesome.
That's
a nice price. I just wanted to say that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like,
thank you.
This is my first trip
in
college.
Yeah,
don't cry.
We don't get that too often.
We get that, like, quote that thing in the office.
I want to leave you guys a question real quick, and you guys go right back to me. I'm like, thank you. Yeah. So, like, it's amazing. Like,
thank you. I appreciate that. We appreciate that.
I habitually check my email. It's on my phone.
Moving to Nevada Teach Center. If we can have you guys come at these two chairs.
Okay, hi. My name is Travis, president of Nevada Teach Tempo.
Hannah Clark, club member, filling in for treasurer.
Great. Who would you have sent the proxy email to?
The what?
Proxy email.
Catherine? I think she sent, or Vegeta. One of those two.
Oh.
Oh, who? One of them sent the proxy email.
Great.
I don't remember to.
Don't matter.
Sorry.
We can all check our email.
I think I told her to send it to Luke. Awesome. So it should be Catherine Sweetsky.
Oh, what's your name again?
Gomez.
Hannah Clark.
I got
you. Oh, awesome.
Okay.
Awesome. Can you guys tell, or out of you, I'm going to let your appointed officials know. Now, can you tell us about your application?
Yeah, so we're wanting to do recruitment for next year, try to continue our growth at the club. We're doing a taco bar for prep day. Yeah.
Awesome. Who reviewed this? Commissioner Fulmer.
So I reviewed this application. There's just a few minor quirks to it.
Yeah.
So first off, I move to relegate this application to the operations chair by unanimous consent.
Oh yeah, sorry.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
Okay, cool. And then me and Catherine exchanged emails over this whole application, so it was great. The documentation you sent me had, it was quoted for 35 people, so I can only fund you up to those 35 people. I know Kathleen said you wanted, like, the 40 people.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys have that documentation at all that says, like, 40 people?
No, I think we're keeping it at 35.
Okay, perfect.
Give me 1 second.
Change. So for the gratuity, it's itemized differently. So I move to change non-food item line 1 to a quantity of 1 unit price of $62.74 by unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. Commissioner Gomez?
Do you want me to change the quantity to 35?
No, if you want to.
Okay, I move to change food item line 1 to a quantity of 35 by unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. Is that how it's listed on the input?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's listed as gratuity, this 15%.
No, I'm talking about the Taco Bell price per person.
Yeah, so it's $35, or 35 like individual meals at $11.95.
Gotcha, awesome.
So I move to approve Nevada Teach STEM's operations application in the amount of $480.99.
Seconded by Commissioner Gomez. Is there any discussion on the motion? Commissioner Adams.
Why did you lower the gratuity, Commissioner Fulmer?
On their thing, that's how it's on their supporting documents.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Okay. I was
awesome. Is there any more discussion on the motion? Commissioner Raquel.
I don't think you just get that discount.
No, I didn't. So, because I wasn't sure if we could
do that.
You can't.
Commissioner McNeil.
We've done this before. You just put it in there as like a negative amount in the spreadsheet.
Commissioner Adams.
I think that it's kind of like if something's on sale or if they find a cheaper alternative, I think that we should just fund them on what the supporting document says. And
okay,
then
that's fine.
They just commit.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was going for with that.
Yeah, okay.
That's
sounds good.
Perfect.
I think my situation, they like did not have enough for.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Awesome. Is there any more discussion on the motion? Commissioner Rochelle. So what Commissioner Adams said is that sometimes you know how they have like the sale item price. So what we can do is we fund them at that, and if they do get the discount or spend less, it just becomes automatically remitted. But since their supporting documentation matches the amounts on the spreadsheet, it's fine.
It doesn't.
Wait, it does. So the only thing it doesn't match is the total amount.
Yeah, total.
But
so
itemized, all the itemized, like all the items
okay.
match.
And the price per item.
But there's a discount item line in their supporting documents. So as long as we're overfunding them for what they're paying for. So, if that makes sense. Okay.
It's he did correct it.
Is there any more discussion on the motion?
Seeing none, we'll move to vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Again, abstentions. Motion carries. Congratulations, guys. Please see Jared before you head out. We'll move into agenda item 12, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item 13, adjournment. I'm seeking a motion to adjourn the meeting at 8:36 p.m. Commissioner Gomez.
So moved.
Second by Commissioner Adams. Discussion on the motion. Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against, abstentions. Motion carries. I adjourn this meeting at 8:36 p.m.